Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and I've lost my mind.
Oh man, hard one. Al John Go here. I'm a producer and content creator, loving life in Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, pop culture, good times, great tunes.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, and NSYNC fangirl for life. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell. Yay.
Pop.
Today we're going to talk about some various news stories. And last week, if you didn't listen to the show, we talked about all of the Destination D23 updates. So go back and check that out if you haven't yet.
My, oh my. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that I could name all the people in NSYNC.
Sure you can. Try.
Justin, JC, Lance, Chris. And friend of the pod, Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Now, I can always remember Joey Fatone because he's just the most likable.
And he really is.
Eminem has you to thank. Eminem has to be thanked
Chris for
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Well, he lives here.
He does live here. Lives down the street.
But see, I'm a little too old for being a fangirl of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I'm a fan of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and I'm not a little girl, and I'm older than you. if that wasn't obvious,
you are you love all that little. You love pop music.
I do. I'm a big pop music fan.
As much as you love your Van Halen, yes. And all of the your guitar
as much
rock.
As I love Judas Priest, I also love NSYNC.
Truth.
Go figure. It's just the way it is. I'm a lover of a lot of music, and
you got a lot of feelings. You got to have a different soundtrack for each and every one of them.
Honestly, this is true. I mean, I like Britney Spears. I like the Spice Girls, but I also like Metallica, Van Halen, Journey, and Def Leppard.
No, so. You love the Spice Girls.
I do love the Spice Girls. They're like number one in my heart, number one in my mind all the time.
Al John, this morning I got an email.
Oh, okay.
And it was from the Dolby Theater here in Los Angeles.
Oh boy.
Notifying me of the pre-sale for S Club 7 tickets.
Oh my lord.
So obviously I'm doing that tomorrow.
What is that?
S Club 7? How dare you? Only the greatest British pop band of the early aughties.
Which is funny because they were very inspired by the Spice Girls.
Oh yes, much. I mean, they had boys.
Yeah, they had boys.
R.I.P. Paul. Rest in peace.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, they were mentioned in a lot of the Spice Girls books. Melanie C's book and Mel B's book, I think.
They had a television show on Fox Family when it was Fox Family back in the day.
This is true. This is true. But, you know.
I don't even remember Fox Families.
Oh man, Fox Family. Well, you know
that was probably like during ABC the time family. That I was like in college, and
yeah, like
did not have time to turn on
2002.
I was at that point. I was also you see a lot. What a lot of our listeners don't know is that I have a history in FM radio that dates back to the mid 90s. So I was an alternative rock DJ. Classic rock DJ and top 40 DJ. So that's where a lot of the pop, I mean, I love pop prior to that, but I definitely got into the whole pop thing because I was playing those bands all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Destiny's Child and the Spice Girls and NSYNC and Backstreet. And
around that same time, I was an antisocial child who liked to spend all of her time at the record store. So,
well, that's all right. I mean, you were probably, you know, listening to, what were you listening to back in the day? This is
oh my God, everything. I love this topic of conversation. I listen to everything, and I've always listened to everything. But back then, I was like so into international music. That was my favorite thing to do, was like to go to the Virgin Megastore and like sit in the international section and just like sample every single CD.
See, I was one of those weirdo kids that grew up with all of my favorite bands and all the favorite bands from the late 90s and 2000s, but I would buy the import singles that had all the B-sides and rarities. So it's like Bjork and the Cranberries and Oasis and, you know, Blur and all these other bands that, you know, Buzzcocks and like all this other stuff that people love and stuff. But I was definitely into the alternative rock back in the day. But anyway, about Disney food now.
Back to the topic at hand. That's
back not to the topic. Back to the Disney world.
I totally knew that's where you were going with it.
Should we jump right into some of this news?
Yeah, please. Let's talk about new menu items and alcohol.
Oh,
drinking alcohol. I think I shall. Go ahead, Kristen.
Oh, I'm going to go. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I didn't know.
I've got wine in my hand now. I'm going to go for broke. Cat's not talking to make me laugh, so I can drink this now.
So we're going to head over to Riverbell Terrace, and they have a new chicken pot pie soup and a barbecue burnt ends pasta. There's also returning favorites, including a biscuits and gravy and a country Cuban sandwich.
Interesting.
So let's see, we've got a warm bacon and spinach salad that is new, an American breakfast which will have scrambled eggs, applewood smoked bacon, breakfast sausage, house fries, and a biscuit, available during brunch only.
Nice.
Signature pancakes. Right now it's going to be a pumpkin spice pancake.
Pumpkin spice everything.
It is pumpkin spice time.
Tis the season.
Also new is a roasted summer squash, heirloom tomato sauce, heritage grain succotash, greens and tofu. And a pork chop with a buttery mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a bourbon applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce.
There will also be a blackened sustainable fish. As I mentioned, the barbecue brisket burnt in pasta, which sounds amazing, with caramelized onions and wild mushrooms. A chocolate chip cookie is new. And a plant-based ice cream, and they will have seasonal topping available upon request. And for the beverages, you will have a whipped cream and crumble chocolate cream cookies. There's a wild berry mule, Tito's handmade vodka, blackberry puree, lime and ginger syrup, and blackberries.
Love that.
A Nielsen wine Chardonnay. Miomi wine Pinot Noir, a Modelo Especial Mexican Lager, and a Smog City Brewing's Sabertooth Squirrel Hoppy American Amber Ale. I didn't know there was such thing as a Sabertooth Squirrel. Okay.
That's a mouthful.
I know. I was like, is this ever going to end?
No.
Okay, Kat. Cafe Orleans.
Okay, through November 9th, you can try the potato and sausage soup with marbled potatoes, caramelized leeks, and Gran Padano cheese. You could also try the vanilla creme brulee or the Haunted Mansion Candle and Heart dessert. For beverages, you could try the Bayou Punch, which is Minute Maid lemonade, zero sugar, orange juice, strawberry puree, blueberry syrup, and an alligator-shaped gummy.
Okay.
They're also offering a house hurricane. Pimm's number one liqueur, Bacardi Superior Rum, orange juice, strawberry puree, sweet and sour mix, simple syrup, and an orange garnish.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. That haunted mansion candle and heart dessert looks amazing.
So cute.
Very so cool. Cute.
You could also try a McBride Sister Chardonnay or a Mira Sue Wines Pinot Noir, a Carl Strauss Follow the Sun Blonde Ale, or a Sierra Nevada Brewing Company Hazy Little Thing IPA. Al John, tell us about what's new at Carnation Cafe.
Oh, I love Carnation Cafe. Brand new. They've got the Waltz Chili and Cheese Omelet. Typically, you get the Waltz Chili just by itself, but this time on an omelet. Very much waffle style, Waffle House style, you know, with chives and chili and cheese. Awesome. And then you also have a brand new brownie with chocolate sauce, which is plant-based as well. And then they also have this new veggie skillet, three cheese, egg, you know, skillet with peppers and spinach, potatoes, and onions. And skillets are always good. So that's available through the 8th of November. Also brand new, they've got a lavender mimosa. They have an orange juice mimosa, brand new Tito's homemade vodka Bloody Mary, peach margarita, Chandon California sparkling wine, Fez Parker Winery Chardonnay. They're serving that brand new. Also the Cabernet Sauvignon from Silver Palm Wines. They also have a Mick Ultra Lager, Light Lager, Golden Road Brewing Red on 10 Hoppy Hazy IPA, and they also have the orange creamsicle, which is a Sprite candied orange syrup topped with candied orange slice. That's non-alcoholic, y'all, so the kiddies can have some of that action.
I want the lavender mimosa. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff all the way around, and that pretty much closes out a lot of the new food items happening at the Disney parks. It's you know. And that's over there. You're moving so fast.
I don't even remember where I was.
Where were those
Disneyland.
Places? Disneyland. And then, of course, we also talked a little bit about Walt Disney World and Port Orleans as well. So, okay.
We did?
Or did we not? Oh, no, that was New Orleans Square. I'm sorry. New Orleans Square. You see, this is what happens. I'm reading this, and now it's not me that's scrolling through the notes. Kristen is scrolling through the notes so quick. I'm like, that's why I like ended with the first item, because she'd scrolled up and I couldn't read like the first paragraph. Oh, hey, last episode we talked about how we were married for 20 years.
And here we go.
I'm just trying to keep up. All right. What's up next, Kristen?
Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine Classic. It is that time again.
I love that so much.
I remember when it used to be held right around Halloween. In the past couple of years, they've like pushed it. So it's now November 10th and 11th.
It's a month later than it normally is.
Tickets have gone so expensive from when we first started going to this.
Oh, it's like our favorite
tickets
event.
Tickets are now $185 per guest.
That just goes to prove just how much food costs and labor costs have gone up since the pandy. So
the sad thing is that does not include the other paid things going on, which include the champagne and dessert party or pasta making, wine blending, the other seminars that they have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Food and Wine Classic at the Swan and Dolphin is literally our favorite thing. We used to attend it regularly before the pandy happened. And it was just so much fun, so much food. And we always ran into good friends. We always made new friends when we were there. It's just a really great hang. They have a couple, you know, show bands that are there performing stuff like Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, or, you know, just a great kind of pop dance band doing everything from Kool and the Gang to the Commodores to Adele. So it's like always a lot of fun, a lot of great music, a lot of great fun and celebration of food. So I highly recommend it, even at the steep price of $189 per ticket for adult. That's expensive. But hey, if you got it, have fun. Eat it, because you're going to get your money's worth, I feel.
Yeah, you can eat and drink your money's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, just on the booze alone.
Just go over to Shula's. Just go to eat like Shula's nonstop and drink all the alcohol.
So the way they have this set up, the way they have this set up is when you go into Food and Wine, they actually have kind of in between the Swan and Dolphin a promenade where you have all these little vendor stations, you know, kiosks, if you will. Where the ferry boat is. So they have different stands for all of their restaurants, all the food and wine tasting. They have like a beer garden there as well, where you can have all these craft brews and local breweries. They really specialize in the local stuff. They have a big dessert station where you can just fill up in your heart's desire. So this one price grants you admission to taste and sample all this food, beer, wine, sushi, wonderful steak from Shula's, like I said, the sushi from Kimono's, and so much more. But it's a really great showcase.
Yeah, it highlights the food of all of the different restaurants between the Swan and Dolphin. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, Todd English is there every year for it. So if you're a fan of Todd English, you can stop and get your picture with him.
Great guy.
He's very nice and more than happy to take a picture with you, which is very nice to see from a celebrity chef.
Anyway,
let's get on to the food. Aljon, I'm going to let you read the first few.
Okay, so new food items at the classic this year: red chili chicken taco with avocado, tomatillo, pico de gallo, and queso fresco on a corn tortilla from Rosa Mexicano. They also have the smoked American lamb, handcrafted lamb, smoked cumin, harissa barbecue sauce, roasted black pepper, and date puree, and pickled mustard greens from Smokin' D's Barbecue. That looks pretty cool. They also have a gorgonzola cheese-filled agnolotti. Did I say that right, Kat?
Yes, you did.
Spiced pear, walnuts, nasturtium. I don't know what that is. Help me. And Nuja vinaigrette from Il Molino. So a lot of Italian stuff that looks and sounds good if you love gorgonzola, which looks really neat.
Which is right up your alley. I can't have it, but
I'm a big fan of the fromage montage, so I will partake in this.
Fromage montage.
The tonalieri pasta. Tonalieri.
Tonarelli.
Okay, yes, what Kat said. House-made pasta steamed by clams, roasted tomato sauce, Calabrian
mm-hmm.
chili, guanciale.
Guanciale.
Oh, thank you. From Amari and congee.
Congee.
Slow cooked rice porridge, shrimp dumpling, fried shallot, green onion, garlic, and crispy chili flakes from this Chinatown pop up. I do know congee, but I got mixed up. It's like, what is Chinese food doing with Italian food?
Yeah.
So is this right? And then, of course, it's just Chinese, so I do know that. Ugh. Kat, you want to take us to some of the returning stuff?
Sure. You could try the Roasted Lynn's Heritage Black Angus Beef Tenderloin with potato puree, pearl onion, Dijon mustard, and cognac sauce from Shula's. That looks delicious.
Puerto.
Always good. Always.
Oh, Shula's is just so good.
The classic guacamole and molcajete with fresh tortilla chips and roasted tomato salsa from Rosa Mexicano.
That I'm talking about.
We need to try that place next time we're there.
We certainly.
It looks good. This guacamole looks delicious.
I love that guacamole. So fresh.
Tableside guacamole.
Oh.
And the mocajillo.
Good.
Molcajete.
Yes.
A crispy cauliflower with sweet and spicy Thai chili sauce. Show you from the beer garden. Ooh. The dragon roll from Kimono's.
Very nice.
Baked ricotta cheese, carrots two ways, radish, tomato, and pine nut gremolata from Il Molino.
Nice.
And many, many more.
I tell you, this is my jam, y'all. And there's so much to sample. So if you're adventurous, they got you. if you're not adventurous but love great quality food, they have it for you. But my goodness, you're going to get your money's worth. I mean, sure, it's expensive, but
and if you want to, if you also want to stay at the resort because maybe you're local and you're not going to drink and drive because that's a very, very, very bad thing to do.
Bad. Red choice, red choice.
I almost said it's a very red decision.
This is our kids.
Red choices.
This is how we talk to our kids. Son, you're making a red choice now.
Red choice, green choice.
Red choice. Red choice.
Red, red. Seeing red.
They do have like where you could do a little package where you stay the night and it includes X, Y, and Z. So
yes,
that's an option. But speaking of travel.
Yes, speaking of it.
If you are wanting to travel this holiday season and you like your promotions to include dining, I've got one for you. Over at Walt Disney World this holiday season, starting most nights October 27th through November 1st, November 25th through November 29th, December 9th through the 25th, that's right, Christmas Day, and arrivals most Sunday to Tuesday night, January 9th through March 5th. You can do the room ticket and dine card package where you are going to have a non-discounted room and theme park tickets, and you can save and get up to $1,000 in a Disney dining promo card.
Nice.
Yes, very nice.
Well, I love
depends, it. The amount depends on what resorts you're going to be staying at. So whether you are staying at a Disney Deluxe or a Disney Deluxe Villa, you are going to get the biggest amount. And then you also, it also includes your moderates and your value resorts. So.
Who doesn't like to have bonus bucks in their pocket when they're going on vacation?
I don't know, especially when there are limited amounts of time that you get.
This is true.
Deals.
This is true. So take advantage of this deal right now with Kristen. How can they email you so that you can book their next vacation at Disney, Universal, or any cruise line?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. Last week, we forgot to even talk about the travel deal because we're too busy talking about music or NSYNC or something.
No, something. We were talking all something, about
something dark side.
No. Destination D23 is what we were talking about that we forgot. Yes, beginning of this show, we talked about NSYNC.
Last week I said I was going to, it's the same show. It is the same night we record. But last week I said,
time is a flatbread pizza.
It does, right. It's a timey-wimey thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so last week I said something to the effect of, I'm going to put that commercial in there for travel. No, I didn't do that.
Time. Speaking of time, we watched a really weird Anthony Mackie movie having to do with time
travel. Anthony Mackie's awesome anyway, but it was great.
Very movie. Bizarre.
Very bizarre and very, very good. Anyway.
Very sad ending, but worth watching.
Yeah, I forgot the name
especially
of it.
Especially if you like Anthony Mackie.
Which we do.
And
it has the guy from 50 Shades.
I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure I know the directors of that movie.
Oh, really?
It's named Jamie.
They're from Florida.
Jamie Dornan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. We enjoyed it.
I was like, that guy looks familiar. And then I looked. I was like, really? That's the same guy from 50 Shades? Okay.
It's the same guy from 50 Shades. But more importantly, he's also from Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, which is the best movie ever.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, highly recommend.
Yes.
Are you trying to
Synchronic.
Find
it? It's Synchronic, which that's was released in 2019.
And a guy named Aaron Moorhead is the director, no?
Yes.
Yeah, they're from Florida. They went to Full Sail, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Justin Benson and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they directed some Marvel something recently.
Oh.
Or Star Wars something recently.
Yeah, they probably Mandalorian.
Or an episode of Moon Knight, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something.
Time is a flatbread pizza.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, good times.
But time being flatbread pizza, let's move on to Thanksgiving, which, as strangely as it may seem, really is just around the corner, especially considering we haven't had Halloween and they're already getting rid of the Halloween decor and bringing in Christmas.
Stop it.
Tears for me. Makes me sad because I love Halloween so much.
I love Halloween.
But over at one of our favorite resorts, Four Seasons Resort Orlando.
Yes.
They have released how they will be celebrating Thanksgiving.
I love it.
There's a lot of things going on. And these offers are going to be for November 23rd. They have a Disney character breakfast that you can enjoy from 7 to 11 over at Ravello's. Ravello also has a buffet from 1 to 8. It's going to be $150 per adult, $55 per child. And of course, it is a very decadent buffet, and there it'll have things from sushi and a seafood station to mouthwatering tapas station to a carving station complete with ribeye, ham, turkey. Side dishes will include roasted sweet potato puree, roasted Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry orange sauce, focaccia and sausage stuffing, and giblet sage gravy, or giblet, or however you like to say
or
it.
Or giblet.
Giblet.
That, yeah, that too.
So because the price is expensive, and it's expensive for a buffet, if you think that Golden Corral is a buffet, this is far and beyond the best buffet you'll ever have. Not only that, but the kids' price is $55 per child. So may I just simply suggest you find a sitter for the children and you go stock up and do your thing, because the kids won't ever touch anything but the chicken wings. And I don't think you need to pay $55 for that.
Our kids would eat plenty of the things that other kids wouldn't eat.
$55 worth of mashed potatoes.
They better eat $55.
Our kids won't eat mashed potatoes.
No.
She'd eat the Brussels sprouts.
The pain that is my life. I ended up doing scrambled eggs, bacon, and cheese for them. You know,
for dinner?
For breakfast. You know, and our son ate everything, and our daughter just ate the toast.
No.
I'm like,
he didn't eat the toast.
Oh, he didn't eat the toast. I'm like, I just should have made one breakfast, and you should have split it.
You know what, though?
I think she would eat. She will eat. I think she would probably eat a sunny side up egg. Because she always wants to try and grab at my egg when I eat it sunny side up.
It's true. She loves bacon. Anyway.
She could dip her toast in it.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. That's what we do.
Well, whatever. When I was her age, I ate tuna fish for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everyone thought they were feeding the actual cat. So.
I love tuna fish.
Fine. As long as she's eating, she's fine.
I love tuna
fish. Exactly.
So plancha? Go ahead. Talk about plancha.
I will let you talk about plancha because you love plancha.
Oh my gosh. Plancha is my favorite. Plancha buffet from 12 noon to 7 p.m. That is a huge plancha buffet. It's $130 per adult, $45 per child. $48 per child. It has an extensive salad bar, bar none. Love the salad bar. Cheese and charcuterie display, carving station with turkey, New York strip. Lamb, New York strip, by the way, my favorite steak, and sides such as sweet potato casserole with toasted marshmallows, chorizo, Cuban bread stuffing, habichuesas, guisadillas. I don't know what this. So they have a bunch of other stuff here. It's plancha, y'all. So it's a Latin based food, and it's awesome.
Guajillo, honey glazed carrots.
Yes, tostones con garlic mojo. So yeah, that's
mojo mojo, you know,
garlic. Well, I call it, well, if it's Latino, it's mojo.
I know, but I'm just saying,
right? Okay, so mojo, wonderful
it
mojo.
Could be your
so my plan for plancha
would be to sit there all day long
and sit there all day long and eat there. I mean, it is it's at the golf shop, but you have to almost have them put your New York strip in a box. Say, I want this New York strip. Can you put it in a box? and then you just eat the rest.
That's when you have, when they had where you could do the, you did the entree I know, plus the buffet,
and, no, they don't do that
and you
now.
Could just tell them, "Hey, I want to box up my entree."
I just want to bring my Tupperware and ghetto fabulous over there and go ahead and dump that New York strip in there because it's so good, y'all. But I mean, you're paying $130. I want to get my $130 worth. Get in me belly. That's what I'm saying. All right, Kappa, Kat, you want to talk about Kappa?
Sure. Michelin-starred Kappa will offer its regular dinner menu along with the following Thanksgiving specials from 4:30 to 10 p.m. Ola Gitana, soup with pumpkin, garbanzo beans, pears, green beans, and picada. Appetizer of Almogrote La Gomera, pan de cristal, choricero peppers, goat cheese, pimentone ibérico lomo. That's $22. Of course, an entree turkey plate with dark and white meat, brown butter, potato puree, cranberry sauce, green beans, gravy, plus dessert of bizcocho royo de canela torres, which is 15% caramel, 46% babi, milk chocolate, and apple cider sorbet, which I would die for. That's $62 a person. The lobby bar will be open early, so football loving guests can be sure to watch the game. Good for all of you.
I'm not a football person either.
No. From 4:30 to 11 p.m., you can get the turkey Valentine, braised mustard, green potato, Dauphinois, traditional stuffing, cranberry compote, green bean almondine, roasted carrots, turkey gravy, and a special dessert of pumpkin pie with gelato will be offered for $12, and a signature cocktail of apple cranberry Moscow Mule for $17.
Very nice.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about doing? You want to talk about in-room dining or lickety split or both, Kristen?
Both.
Because I know you love
in-room dining. So if you're staying there, you don't want to leave your room. You don't want to fix your hair and put on makeup. You want to sit in your Thanksgiving Day pajamas. You can do that.
Love it.
Watch that parade.
Exactly.
Yes.
They have a turkey plate with white and dark meat, Yucatan mash, focaccia and sausage stuffing, giblet, however you like to pronounce it, and sage gravy, haricot verts, and fried onions, cranberry orange sauce, and it is $59 per order. And then one of my favorite places is the Little Sweet Shop that also has coffee, Lickety Split. So it. November 9th through the 26th, they will have ones flavors you can try of their gelato is going to include pumpkin spice, caramel popcorn, brownie peanut butter cup, and a cranberry swirl gelato. There will also be white chocolate pumpkin rolls, dulce de leche tres leches, chocolate turtle cup, and seasonal macarons. They will have whole pies that you can pre-order and pick up to go. Flavors of those include a pumpkin pie, of course, s'mores cheesecake, I'll take that, and pecan.
Yum.
Can I tell you?
Very nice.
Lickety Split's gelato bar looks immaculate. It is every wonderful candied colored, you know, fruit. It's so vivid and it makes you want to eat it through the glass. It's so good looking and it tastes amazing. So easily my favorite gelato at Walt Disney World, bar none.
I do have to mention something here that you are not going to be able to find anywhere else nearby, and that is going to be that one of the suites that they have here is the grand. They have a grand suite, a presidential suite, and a royal suite. So this includes a nine bedroom royal suite. That's right, nine bedrooms.
Da, 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 da.
with three luxury living rooms and a four bedroom presidential suite.
You, everyone in the family from Jan all the way to Alice would be able to hang out in that suite.
I mean, that is the ultimate suite experience. I mean, that is just amazing. You have an entire floor.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, though.
It is. It's amazing.
You have like a large family, or you have a family gathering. This would make perfect sense for you to take up.
Nowhere else on Disney property.
Yeah.
Do you have that? There is not a 9-bedroom anything at Walt Disney World.
No, there isn't.
Itself. You can get a 3-bedroom. Good luck trying to get it if you're not DVC.
Or you know, maybe you just are a high roller like that. And, you know, maybe Jen and Ben want to just hang out in that whole floor, you know, and say,
I don't know.
Can you book it, please? Book it.
I don't know, but I would love to be able to stay in that.
Book under Jenny from the Block, please.
Yeah, whatever.
Kat's looking at me like, whatever.
Kat's right. She's like, I can't even think of 9 people I'd want to go anywhere with.
Oh.
I can think of like 6 tops.
Is it all? And it's all your family, right?
It's like mom and dad, Matt and Katie, and you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Sold. Aww. That's it.
You know what? That's what they make those grand suites over there at, at Disney World's, Contemporary and Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's where we would go, right?
Yeah.
Those are the bomb, y'all.
It's hard traveling with people. I mean, because you get to see like the real side of people when you travel. Then you find out like, oh no, never again will we travel with this person.
Oh my God, Al John snores and he doesn't wear makeup. Like, what's going on here?
I never wear makeup. I went to Disney for 9 days like a couple years ago with some friends for their wedding anniversary. Yeah. And I shared a room with my best friend, Steven, who I love to death. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. By the end of it, I didn't want to see him for 6 months.
Oh no.
I felt so bad afterwards. He was like, I didn't realize when you said you took an afternoon nap that you really took an afternoon nap. No, I take an afternoon nap, y'all. And if I don't, I get grumpy.
It's my vacation too, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't deny me. I will not be denied.
Oh my God. I felt so bad afterwards. I was like, don't talk to me for like at least a week.
That's amazing.
I love you. Get out of my face.
See?
What's funny is my best friend, I have traveled with her and we did very well. Like the first trip we're like, this is either going to be like a good thing or, oh, this is going to end terribly bad. And actually we did very well getting along. We're both very like go, go, go people. So it worked really well. And her son at the time, he was like grade school age and still liked to sleep in. It's very odd for a kid that age. It worked out very well.
So she came back telling me about the flowers and all that great stuff that she experienced with her friend and her son. Well, I say flowers, I mean like the good feels that you got.
Oh,
and that's what I meant.
Like, about?
She felt good when she came back and she's ranting, raving about how much fun she had. And I was thinking, this will be the last time they ever do anything together. And because that's usually how it goes. It's like we had a good time and like, oh,
it was wonderful. Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever. It's the first and last time.
That is not, and that's not how it went.
No, that's not how it
went. It was the first of many trips.
First of many. But anyway, Lord have mercy. Are we done?
Yes, we are.
I can't believe it. Can't believe it, y'all. Can't believe it. Anyway,
thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show.
By the way, the last couple shows have been very personality filled. I feel like I'm back in my old radio mode. Our listeners will probably hate it, but I have to tell you, I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah, let us know. We want
to
know.
Do you like to hear more about our lives? I mean, we've only spent 10 years entertaining you on these podcasts, so... Maybe you like.
Please dissect our personalities on Apple Music. Thank you.
Thank you. Leave us those 5-star reviews, please. Go ahead.
They can email us instead.
I mean, Or at least give us 5-star reviews. I mean,
as Kat said, yes, please. If you enjoy this, give us 5-star reviews.
Yeah, it's
your friends. Because really, that is the biggest way you can show support to the show. And it's free for you to do that. It doesn't cost you anything. You can also like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Bing! And if you want to support us even more than that, you can consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, like our honorary producer, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Stroller, all on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below.
All right. Down below. For the visually impaired. Okay, so I guess you're going to throw it to me, and I'm going to say
you
can find me on AljohnGo on Instagram, AljohnGo. Very easy. You can also find our friend Kat on Instagram at Kat_Astrophy. Catastrophe. The handle is at Kat_Astrophe on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check out the podcast, Eat the Pictures, where Kat breaks down your food, film, and everywhere podcasts are found. Yes, you can. I'm not making any sense. But yes, please check out our podcast. It's
what's
fun.
Your podcast?
You can check out Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Disney author Dave Bossert. He's a filmmaker too, and we talk about that in pop culture, about what we've been streaming, as well as the renaissance of Disney and more, every week on Skull Rock Podcast and celebrity interviews. Fun times. As far as Dining at Disney goes, you can check out our entire show vault there, diningatdisney.com, also on Facebook, X, and other social media. Please give us a like, share, and subscribe. Kat?
Only Elon Musk could come up with the name X.
I just call it Twitter. I should just say Twitter.
I mean,
everybody calls it Twitter. Well,
it's his X, formerly Twitter.
It's like formerly known as the artist known as Prince.
It just makes you think, like, you know, his last kid has some really strange name. So why not name it something like X, right?
It's so okay, fine.
I'm out. Out on X. Out hard. No thanks. But I'm in on our Facebook group, Dining at Disney. So join that and check out our friends at Disney Dorks and of course the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone.
By the way, we are not on OnlyFans. I'm just putting it out there.
Only pans. We talk about Disney food. It's fine.
Only pans.
Only pants.
At least it's not only pants. Because
only pants.
That would also be problematic.
Yes, only pants.
It depends on who was the one wearing only pants.
It's Loki and Thor and Edgar. Buck,
you're not wearing pants. I'm here to tell you right now. Quack that.
And for all your Disney Universal and cruise travel, you can contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free and she'll send you on the vacation of your life. Until next time, I've Kat. That's Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
By the way, that was called the Filipino goodbye, the longest goodbye ever. Thank you very much.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
That was one for the ages, guys.
Loved it. Loved every second of it.